Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday Live with Dr. Karwana D. Irving. I'm excited that you're in the house. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the 10 benefits of doing business with the government and why I believe every entrepreneur should be doing this. So, if you're joining for the first time, I'm Dr. Karwana D. Irving. I'm a government contracts expert slash author slash transformational speaker and millionaire creator. Yes, I've been coined by the media for simply helping new entrepreneurs or those who are seasoned entrepreneurs even become first generation millionaires. And so, yeah, I've been responsible for teaching and educating and coaching those who have gone on to grow and build and scale their business to multiple seven figures and beyond. So, if that sounds like a big stretch from where you are, don't worry, you're going to learn about why you should be doing government contracts and how that can actually be a result for you as well, potentially, if you do the work and if you show up and say yes to yourself, right? And so, yeah, most of the time people hear multiple six figures. You know, I've been able to grow my business to multiple six figures and have that as a result. And that's great too, right? I love multiple six figures. I love even multiple seven figures even better, right? And just know that regardless of where you are in your journey, there's bigger opportunities and greater results. And of course, there's always room for growth, right? And so, our clients are some of our clients, not all of them, most of them are landing multiple six-figure opportunities and scaling their business by multiple six figures. But then several of them are also landing and securing multiple seven-figure opportunities. And so this is one of the reasons why I believe that government contracts is something that you should be taking serious if you haven't. So if you're joining for the first time, I want you to welcome in. You can learn a lot about this stuff in my book, Don't Duck the Government. They've Got Your Money. You can find that at don'tduckthegovernmentbook.com. Be sure to tap in don'tduckthegovernmentbook.com because you don't want to duck the government. Because guess what? They are really the source of all the money. So you probably heard the terms or the phrase that the government prints the money. They never run out. In fact, when new problems arrive, regardless of what's going on in the economy, guess what they're doing? They're writing new bills and signing new legislations to actually print more money so that you, as a small business and big businesses and mid-sized businesses, could solve those problems. So they're looking to pay you, right? So here are some of the benefits of doing business with the government. Number one is it's a stable revenue stream because the government has all the money. You can go straight to the source. Now, the way I see it, if the government has a source, right, they're the source of all the US dollars that's being printed. And you connect yourself to the source, then you get the first dibs, right? So you get the not only the first dibs, but the biggest dibs. And why go to a third, fourth, or fifth party where you can go directly to the source itself, right? Which is the government. So this stability, this stable revenue stream, actually provides a reliable, consistent source of income over a contract period. So if you've been looking for consistency and sustainability and scalability, this is it. So that's one of the first benefits. The second benefit of doing business with the government is the large-scale opportunities that are on the table. Many of these contracting opportunities are either multiple six figures or even largely five figures for like an hour, like on the higher end of the five figures for like a couple hours or so. But these are like large scale opportunities that comes into even up to multiple millions of dollars in opportunities and beyond, depending on your industry, depending on your skill set, depending on the term of the contract. The third benefit is long-term sustainability. So most of these contracts are on average could range between 2 to 5 years, and some of them are even renewable up to a 10-year period. And so when you're looking for stability, when you're talking about making sure that you have some things in place just in case, right? Having a contract that are 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years in terms or whatever kind of can help you have that long-term stability for your business, especially as a small business. And so definitely government contracts, that's a perk. Right. So number four is reputation enhancement. So when you do business with a government, it actually can enhance your credibility because you get to say, hey, I've done work as a consultant with the Department of Defense or the Department of Forestry or, you know, the Veterans Administration or the city and the state. Right. So that actually gives you so much credibility in the public sector, the private sector as well. Right. Because in order for you to have done business with such a large entity like the government, that must mean that, you know a little something about your craft, right? That must mean that you deliver great service and you must be some type of quality CEO or entrepreneur who has a service that is in demand. So definitely reputation enhancement comes as a benefit. Number five is regular payment schedule. Having that regular payment schedule. So, you know, when you are doing business with individuals or small businesses, sometimes it's like, you know, it's kind of, it can be a waiting game, right? I'm not saying that it's a waiting game. It's not a waiting game, you know, with the government, because sometimes on the city level, it could also be a waiting game with the government. But more times than not, once you actually get some traction in doing business with the government and when you're doing it the right way, which means that you're not just depending on one contract, you have multiple contracts and you have them simultaneously, then what happens is you'll have consistent payments, right? You'll be on a regular payment schedule, whether it's biweekly or weekly or even a monthly 30-day net or whatever. And so that's where one of the perks of doing business with the government is, you know, you don't have to play this game with the government. They're going to pay you, right? I have seen some instances where maybe the first, you know, when you're first building out a relationship with an agency, and mostly I see this like on the local regional level, maybe it may take them 45 days or up to 90 days until they get their consistency flowing. And then from there, then it's like a 30-day net or whatever the terms are in your contract. But at the same time, that's not the fact that it may or may not take, you know, 45 to 90 days initially is really not a reason to say, I'm cool, unless you just cool off the results of doing business with the government, which is one of the results is being able to scale your business multiple six figures, multiple seven figures and beyond, right? So what's important to you, whether they make a couple mistakes or you actually make some huge profits in your business? So you have to decide. Everybody values things very differently, and I understand and respect that. But I'm just saying that the government has a, you know, they have a set payment schedule or whatever. And if they're late, here's the great thing. If they are late according to your contract, you actually get to charge penalties and interest, right? So basically they're taking out a loan at that point. So it's really, you just got to work, you know, be smart about how you do business and be smart about the decisions and indecisions that you make, because whether you're making a decision or not making a decision is still being made, right? So you have to just be responsible for your actions and inactions. So number five is having access to new markets. That's a whole nother benefit of doing business with the government, because winning government contracts can open up the doors to brand new markets that you probably never even thought about. In fact, I have clients that are, you know, they've broken into the training space, and it's opened up markets for them to do trainings on leadership and development and trainings on, you know, parenting and child rearing and trainings on, rehab or trainings on rehabilitation or reentry from, you know, from being incarcerated back into society. There's so many different things that you can do. And when you tap into like the contracting space, sometimes it triggers you to learn that there's other ways that you can actually use your business and use your skill set to actually secure and crush more profits, right? So for instance, when I first broke into the government contracting space, I was actually a videographer, and so many new markets had opened up for me to also cross over into photography. So I did that. And then even as a photographer, there were so many different niches in photography that I did not, you know, was not even looking to do, which turned into like construction photography and architectural photography and commercial photography and headshot photography and studio. So all of these different markets opened up for myself, right? As well as multimedia, so many different things. But you don't know. Sometimes you just got to go out and do it, right? Once you do it, you begin to grow and develop and evolve, and your business will evolve and so will you, as long as you don't quit, right? Because I know, I'm pretty sure you've heard the terms or the saying that quitters never win. If you quit, you know, you've lost the race before you even began, right? And so quitters never win, but at the same time, it also works in advance. Winners never quit. So are you a winner or are you a quitter? You have to really decide. So if you're the type of person that makes a whole bunch of, you know, explanations and reasons and excuses as to why you're not winning, then you're a quitter because all of your reasons made you quit, right? But if you're a winner, then you're going to use all of those explanations and all of those reasons for you not to move forward and not to excel. You're going to use that as fuel to prove yourself wrong, right? So that's just the way that I see it. So number 7 is scale up potential. Now, this is crazy because successfully managing government contracts can lead to more opportunities, both with government as well as the private, as well as on the corporate side, right? So like your scale up potential is bananas. And even outside of that, like your ability to, let's just say maybe you're making already a couple hundred thousand, right? You're making multiple six figures, but you're making that at the lower spectrum of a six figure business. Because a six-figure business could be anywhere from $100,000 up to $999,099, right? So that's like a huge range, which is just a penny under $1 million. So that's a huge like spectrum of six figures and what that can look like for you. So let's just say on the low end, you know, you're making a couple $100,000 a year in business, working really hard. And maybe you've had some startup capital, maybe you have some funding, maybe you have some stability. Well, when you actually add government contracts to that particular success that that momentum and that success that you've already built, you can quickly scale from a $200,000 business to, you know, maybe $500,000 in less than a year, or even more or beyond that in less than a year with very, very little effort. But it takes focus and it takes execution, right? Because if you're not doing the work, if you're not putting in the work, if you're not getting out and networking with the right people and executing on the right things, then really you're not doing anything, right? But just learning. So you don't want to just be a learner. You want to be an executor of that education and that knowledge, right? And apply it, okay? So number 8 is set aside for small businesses, right? Do you have to have certifications to do business with the government? 100% no, you don't, right? But does certification give you leverage? Absolutely, 100% yes, it does. In fact, there are so many opportunities that have been like passive opportunities for not only clients that I know, but also, you know, for my own self, as well as for just colleagues that are, you know, in this government contracting space. There's been many times where, because you have those certifications, that an agency officer or some decision maker can knock on your door, meaning via email or phone call or whatever, and just say, hey, I see that you're woman owned certified, or you're a minority owned certified, or you're a local business. We have this money that we haven't been able to find a business to give it to for X, Y, and Z services. Would you be interested in doing business with our agency? Absolutely. So having that set aside as a benefit, being able to have that socioeconomic disadvantage on paper It's a perk, right? It's a perk. Whereas in the on the private side, you know, maybe those socioeconomic disadvantages doesn't open up new perks and doors and things of that nature. Maybe you don't care about diversity and inclusion because you're doing business with diverse and included, you know, people, right? But on the government side, it's like, hey, we got this set aside money that only your type of business can participate in. That's a perk, right? So take that perk, you know, set aside for small business. That's a benefit, right? So number nine is networking and creating partnerships. So engaging in government contracts can lead to networking with other contractors, government officials, industry leaders, and help you foster, you know, even more better and greater purpose-driven relationships, right? And so, so definitely networking and partnership is going to be key. Because a lot of the times there's opportunities out there that you may see that you don't actually do, but you may know somebody. And so having that that middleman perspective to be able to connect the two entities and still make profits off of just the relationships that you built, like, I mean, that's so key and so very strategic. And so and then just being able to be around other like-minded individuals that you're networking and thriving with and looking for opportunities together and co-partnering so that you can actually go after bigger projects together. That's definitely key as well. So I know, so I see your comment in the chat, like, yes, there are a lot of people who just think they want to do all the business 100% by themselves, but it's so much better to actually partner, would have strategic partners in the government contracting space. Yeah, initially you're going to be able to do, you know, crush on $250,000, maybe $500,000, or even up to millions of dollars in contracts as a solopreneur. But as you begin to do that by yourself, you will find that your time is limited. And so now you have no scalability. You will find that your deliverables are, the quality of your deliverables may become a little diminished because it's just you doing it. And so in order for you to have scalability, in order for you to deliver more quality work so that in turn, those agency decision makers could be like, hey, they deliver good work, let's use them again. Partnership is gonna be key. So as you grow, you will need to grow. As you grow, vertical, you will also need to grow horizontally by partnering with other people, and we're greater together. So that's one of the reasons why I actually share the things that I share, because if I know what you're doing and you're in my network and I know what you do in business, maybe there's some opportunities that we could partner on. Maybe there's something that I can pass on to you. Maybe there's some other people within our inner circle that I think would make good strategic partners with you, and so on and so forth. But I believe that we're always better together. It's definitely one of my models. We're better together. You can keep the crab in a bucket mentality and stop not sharing information. Like, share the information, right? But share real information. Don't share negativity. Share real valuable information that's going to help transform and change people's lives. And sometimes people like to share, oh, I tried this and it didn't work for me, so it doesn't work, and it's this and it's that. And stop sharing that stuff, like negativity things, because because it didn't work for you doesn't mean it can't work for someone else. And usually reasons why it probably didn't work for you is because you attempted one time and you quit, right? So quitters never win, right? Those are opportunities for you to learn while you're ahead, to learn while you're in it, and just dust yourself off and try again until you actually win. Because in this particular space, there is no way that you can be doing this and not ultimately win, right? Unless you're doing it wrong, you refuse to get a coach, you refuse to follow a blueprint, you refuse to get help, and you refuse to learn how to do it the right way. That's the only way to actually never get results, right? But if you're diligent about it, and you have some training, or maybe you have a coach or a mentor, maybe you've read a few books, and maybe you're showing up for yourself, ultimately, after you finish learning forward or failing forward and learning in the process, you will get results. You just can't quit, right? And so number 10 is learning and innovating. Learning and innovating. So Steve Jobs is one of the most well-known innovators. And innovating meaning that He didn't invent the iPhone. He didn't invent the Apple. He just innovated on how you can take these common tools and use them differently, right? So he just took a vertical phone and turned it, you know, horizontal as an example, right? Basically, here's some different things that you can do on a phone, not just talk on it, but maybe you can use it as a computer unit or use it as a camera, right? So he was an innovator in that particular space. And so when it comes to you being an innovator and the opportunities that you get to learn, you're going to learn some things about your business that you did not know, but you will not be able to learn it unless you're actually doing it. But doing it, meaning contracting with a premium buyer like the government, because they're going to ask you some things, some questions, and maybe they're going to push you to kind of step up to the plate or challenge you to do certain things that's going to help you evolve. And as you evolve in business, your mind is going to start thinking about better ways to do it more efficiently, more effectively, more qualitatively, who you need to team with, like all those different things. So as you elevate, so will your profits, so will your clientele, so will just everything about you will also elevate, including your lifestyle. So those are the 10 benefits that I believe of government contracting that helps me to believe that everybody should be doing this stuff, right? So what's holding you back? Let me know in the chat, what's holding you back? If you haven't actually secured your first contract within 12 months. Maybe you've been on this journey for 12 months and you have not secured your contract. What is it about the process that you're stuck in? Because until or unless you can articulate exactly what it is that you need help with, then you're going to continue like not getting results, right? And then sometimes it's just like, you can't really articulate it because you've never done it before, so you don't know what exactly you need help with. It's just guesswork, right? You may think you need help with a capability statement, but really you need help with just learning the language, right, of what the government is looking for and why they're looking for it, right? So you don't know what you don't know, which is why I believe tutelage, mentorship is so very key. So anyways, So that's it for me for today. If you guys want to know more about what we do, why we do it, and all that stuff, then tap in. Go to GovConChallenge.live, like GovCon Live or something like that. I'm gonna give you all the URL in just a moment. But you know, tap in. We have trainings. I'm gonna have a free masterclass that's coming up, you know, soon to share with you this overview about government contracts and why you should be doing it as well. We have our 5-day challenge, you guys. This is where we actually walk you through the pre-qualifications process to getting yourself pre-qualified for government contracts. One of the most effective, efficient, like productive, like experiences you could ever have for your business, especially if you've been thinking about jumping into the government contracting space. This is definitely something that you want to do for sure. So if you're really just tired of trying to figure it out on your own, maybe you've been stuck at six figures or multiple six figures in your business. You're like, hey, I've accomplished a lot and I'm ready to scale my business to the next level. Then you definitely need to take a serious look at government contracts and how it can work for you. One of the best ways for you to really realize the big picture vision of how government contracts can help you scale your business, you know, grow a legacy, create wealth, and all those different things is by joining our 5-day challenge to help you actually get your business pre-qualified for government contracts. It's an immersion experience. So you're going to learn some things that you can do with government contracts that most people are not even talking about or even thinking about in the marketplace. It's just because of the things that I've been able to do, I've become more innovative with government contracts. And so this is the reason why I say, as you're growing, like I'm a real contestant, like I can really attest to you that as you do the work, you begin to grow and develop and become more innovative. And I found very creative ways to actually infuse government contracting in your wealth strategy for creating generational wealth for yourself and your family and how it all works, right? And so you definitely want to tap into our 5-day challenge where you can actually get your business pre-qualified, but you can also get enough information to make a decision of whether or not this is going to be for you. You join us right here at govconlive.com. Again, you go to govconlive.com. Be sure to tap in. and we'll see you next time.